I'm Jake Slobotnick, and in today's high school football preview, we'll take a look at the River Valley Panthers, a team that endured its share of losses and returns for the 2024 season, and a squad that is still finding a place to call home in the regular season. 2024 will be a big test for Coach Jess Hauser and his River Valley Panthers as they look to build off last season that saw them go 8-2 in the Heritage Conference and make an appearance in the District 6 3A playoffs. After splitting the first two games of the year, the Panthers went on a four-game winning streak before dropping a close game to Northern Cambria. Then, they won the remaining three regular season games before dropping their lone playoff game to powerhouse Forest Hills in Salzburg. River Valley lost a lot of players due to graduation, one being quarterback and safety Luke Woodring, offensive linemen Dom Bartolini, Tash Hawkins, and Joey Bedick, running backs Caden Barnhart and Quentin Whitmer, and tight end and punter Brad McDivitt. Despite this, they return a pair of 1,000-yard rushers Sam Yanitz and Gavin Burkhart, along with center Zeke Doak, wideout Caden Breslovic, and tight end Merrick Smith. Hauser deals with a new quarterback in Max Perschetti, a dual-threat player who got some time last year under center. He said Max is ready to assume the starting role at quarterback.
Max is seized to feel great. I mean, we had a bunch of 7-on-7s this year, and Max is seized to feel great. He can sling it, too.
Perschetti will also be helped by the returns of Sam Yanitz and Gavin Burkhart in the backfield, both of whom rushed for over 1,000 yards last season. Hauser said he was thrilled to return both Sam and Gavin and that they're going to make Max's transition into the starting quarterback easier.
Oh, it's great having that in the backfield, knowing we're coming in with a younger quarterback this year after losing Luke Woodring last year. We're going to pound the ball. We're coming at you. They know what's going on, and we're going to keep coming.
Despite losing several key linemen to graduation, Hauser says the Panthers have reinforcements waiting in the wings.
We're big. We're around 1,300 pounds. I got two big tackles, and Benny Whitmer and Dakota Sprague, they're both around 6'2", 300 pounds. And our guards are going to be Noah Ripple and Michael Wayne. They're around 220, and you got Zeke Doak at 220. We're big up front. We just need them to get a little bit of push, and we get these running backs rolling.
Now, the biggest storyline following the Panthers isn't who will be on the field, but rather on the field itself. The district hoped to have the new athletic complex ready to go for kickoff, but at the regular school board meeting August 13th, the board voted to hold a few home games at Ernie Widmar Field while final preparations are made at the new stadium. That is expected to be ready by their second home game against Portage on September 6th. But whether it's Widmar Field, the new athletic complex, or on the road, Hauser says his team will be ready to play.
We'd love to be on the turf. We'd love to be out on the turf. They can make it happen. I don't know if we're going to do it for the first week, but hopefully by week three against Portage, we're on that turf.
The Panthers were picked to finish second in the Heritage Conference with two first-place votes at Heritage Conference Media Day, and their first challenge will be against the team picked to finish above them, the Cambria Heights Highlanders. We'll have that game for you, as well as all River Valley Panther games, on Cat Country 106.3 and CatCountry1063FM.com. With this look at the 2024 River Valley Panthers, I'm Jake Slobodnick for your hometown radio station.